You talked about this being a homecoming back to the United States for you.
Absolutely. You know, I've lived in 7 different countries and several different cities. However, all my education is entirely American, and I think that education in some ways gives us our sense of identity regardless of which city you are actually studying in. So I've always felt an American in that sense. I also have some family roots here in America. My great-grandfather was going to be the first professor of fine arts at the Cranbrook Academy, and my grandmother was a U.S. citizen, and so I've got some background beyond my studies.
But why Buffalo?
Well, you know, Buffalo, of course, has the Albright Knox. And as an art historian and a museum director, opportunities such as this are very, very rare. And when I found out that I was being asked or invited to submit myself as a candidate, I didn't have to think so long. Of course, you know, when you have a family and 3 young children, you think you can't make decisions, you know, off the bat. So after a careful moment of decision-making and contemplation, I submitted myself as a candidate. But certainly, it's not a process where you apply to multiple places and whatnot. The match has to be right, and it just was a right match here.
Now, you talked about moving some of this into the digital world. Is the art gallery behind the times when it comes to the technology that's out there?
I don't think the art gallery is behind. I think that in general, the global museum world is today asking those questions. I think what we want to do is be the pioneers and be at the forefront of innovation.
What Louis Grachos did was some very bold moves for this art gallery that we hadn't seen in many years. Will that be considered your legacy and your bold move?
I think that every director builds on a legacy of that of his predecessors, and Louis has certainly put the Albright Knox on the global map. I mean, it's a tremendous achievement that we see on the walls of the gallery today. 1,200 works from 450 different artists. It's unique and remarkable on a global scale, and artists, you know, around the world are aware of what's happening over here in Buffalo. I've been getting messages through the night from the art community and from the museum community, and it's very indicative of how important the Albright Knox is today globally.
How soon will the public see those digital changes?
Well, I'm not going to put a time frame on that. These are, you know, you start with research and planning, and the project is ready when it's ready. You don't rush things. But what you do is you start and you engage different parts of society, different expertise. You engage people from the technology industry, the universities, you know, and you think outside the box and you don't stop. Think of the world 150 years ago. The percentage of literacy, alphabetic literacy now, was very low. In a country such as Finland, it was maybe 10% of the adult population. Today, Finland has universal 100% of the population is literate, and we are regarded as the world leader in education, and it's all based on alphabetic literacy. When we then ask the question, how many years do our kids spend in school studying visual literacy, the ability to critically assess the surrounding world? It's very few, because such courses don't really exist as part of the education system. I believe they will in some years. I've been a pioneer of visual literacy as an intellectual asset for the 21st century over the past 10 years, and I hope to pursue that process over here. Now, how do you teach visual literacy? It's not just by looking at works on the wall or sculptures in a park. It is about engaging the digital universe and an interaction between physical objects and the digital object, or the zeros and ones, and to understand that mathematical galaxy of information that connects different spheres of reality. So that's something that we're going to see in our classrooms, and it's happening already. But again, we want to be at the forefront, we want to make innovations, and hopefully those innovations will be such that they will become the sustenance of cultural institutions such as the Albright Knox. So visual literacy is the way to go.
Favorite piece that's in this gallery right now for you?
There are too many, but we are surrounded by a unique and wonderful collection of Clifford stills, some of my favorites, but there are so many others in the collection of the Albright Knox that also belong to the category of favorites, so it would be impossible to select just one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.